Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening from. Are you ready for some true soul nourishment? And maybe even to ask yourself some deeper soul questions? Welcome to 10 Messages from Your Soul. I'm White Eagle Medicine Woman. Amidst the many roles and demands on your daily life, when do you have time to ask these bigger questions? Like, what is my true soul purpose? What did I come on earth to learn, to give, and to serve? If, in the bustle and busyness of doing it all, your soul still feels a bit neglected, undernourished, or you lack passion, meaning, or direction, you don't necessarily need to escape the world and go on some 3-month spiritual retreat. All is not lost. What is true is that your soul is always communicating with you, constantly responding to your inner questions and prompting you all the time. But maybe you've forgotten how to listen to its cues and messages. The voice of your soul is often overlooked, but it's not that complicated to uncover it and unleash it. As founder and director of the Whirling Rainbow Foundation and Grandmother Drum International Peace Project, I've traveled internationally as a healer, teacher, and world musician. I've toured in 20 countries across 1,000,000 miles with the world-renowned 7-foot Alaskan grandmother drum, the largest crystal-inlaid healing drum in the world. During these last 20 years, I've worked with, learned from, and lived with over 200 indigenous tribes. Living close to the earth and their soul, these tribes carry an ancient wisdom that are simple and can help you not only get back to your soul senses, but also will help you to track the daily steps along your soul path. Now, I've been a trance medium for the grandmothers and grandfathers, these wisdom keepers, and they have been guiding my life and work. And one of the things they talked so much about was the time that we're living in. Up until 2012, most of us were completing what they called past life contracts, things that we had agreed to do to clear our family karma and history. As of 2012 to 2015, they talked about this as a grace period, that this would be a chance for us to move into the state of grace and do any final finishing to things of our past that no longer served us or were completed. This grace period of time was also for those of us who maybe didn't wrap it up and we're still not quite on our soul path and purpose yet. And it reminds me here in Alaska where I live of when the fall leaves stay on throughout the winter, and they don't release and let go. By springtime, the new buds literally push them off. And this is a great analogy for those of us who are kind of sluggish and kind of procrastinating some of those relationships or jobs or situations that were really time to be finished. And it's wonderful news that these spring buds of 2016 and 17 were meant to push off those last things and create what they called the new earth, a time when we would want to answer this deeper question about our soul and that we really couldn't go on down the yellow brick road if we didn't have this information. So we are being called in 2016 and 2017 to rise to a different purpose, not one that was operated by our ego or our pocketbook or what was practical, but what our true soul's yearning is all about. So in the next hour, I will share 10 signs or messages from your soul to help you once again to have the eyes to see, as the grandmother said, and the ears to hear your soul's true calling, and how to take daily action to nourish your soul so that you can serve your unique purpose to humanity and Mother Earth. So what is the soul? We talk about heart and soul or bless your soul. what does this word really mean? The grandmothers speak to us about the soul being the most important phrase that they gave us in the definition of the soul is the immortal vehicle that travels through lifetime to lifetime. This is going to be incredibly important in some of the messages we have coming up. They also described it as the energy body, the fourth dimension. In Egypt, it was called the Ka in the light body of the Merkaba. The Ka was the soul. In Israel and in Hebrew, it was the Kabbalah, the soul's vehicle as it travels through lifetimes, acquiring gifts and knowledge and lessons. You can kind of say that the heart is the engine and the soul is the vehicle and the spirit is the driver. And we're going to explore that a lot more as we go on. But I love that analogy of the car. It helps us to understand that we are in a vehicle. And this immortal vehicle is the soul. And the soul in the fourth dimension, as we move towards more light on Earth, more solar flaring, as we recognize that the Earth is being inundated with more light, the soul is calling to us in whispers and very loud voices that it's time to come home onto the soul path. So how do we find out about our soul purpose? The first of the 10 messages from our soul. The most famous lines in nearly every spiritual text are, "Ask and you shall receive." And, "People without a vision perish." This means that you're more than entitled to know your purpose and let it guide your soul's destiny. So ask. There are three purposes this life. Your higher purpose is the first one. What are you here in this lifeline to learn? This is about receiving. This is about learning your lessons. What are you here to learn this lifetime? The second one, your life purpose. What are you here this lifeline to give to the world? What is your giveaway, as Native people would say? What is your gift to give? And your soul purpose. What are the gifts, talents, and abilities your soul carries that will enact your service? Remember that immortal vehicle. This is, what are those talents and gifts and abilities that you've developed over many lifetimes to help you enact your service? And one of the most important things about our higher purpose, life purpose, and soul purpose is that it should serve yourself. So serving me, serving others, and serving the planet. I have always worked with a pendulum. I'm not sure if you know a pendulum, but a crystal pendulum is something that we use to let the energy body respond to a question, let the soul respond to a question. And I've always used my pendulum to say, if I have a question about a health step I'm taking or a new course I want to take, or if a client needs to come see me, I would ask if this is in my highest good. But as we move on our soul path, we move from the ego's personal gain and highest good to the soul's longing to be of service. And so we now align, and I ask the question again with my pendulum, is this in the highest good of all? It was a powerful shift because I got two different answers when I asked that question that way. Imagine asking all of our questions in the highest good of all rather than in my highest good. Then we look at not just my personal highest good, but we look at the oneness of me as the universe, me as the all and the everything. If I'm one with everything, then I can align this question to the larger me, which is the highest good of all. So that's our first message from our soul, is ask and you shall receive. And make sure that you ask for that to be in the highest good of all. The second message coming from our soul is the answers. Okay, we ask the questions, ask and you shall receive. Now we have to pay attention to how our soul answers. And here's how it does it. Very, very simple. Pay attention to what I call the Holy Trinity. Your soul will always respond to you daily, to your questions, whether they're simple or very deep soul questions, with the same answer at least three times. Maybe a book falls from a shelf. Maybe you get a particular email that day. Maybe you see a certain animal on your walk. This is what the soul is doing to reply. What is showing up at least three times? And this is what we often miss. This is the part of the soul that gets overlooked, is these kinds of signs. Now, I see clients all the time, and one of their number one questions to me is, I need spiritual guidance. So we go down the trail of that question for a few minutes in the opening of the session, and within 15 minutes or less, sometimes it's five, I realize that that person did get three messages from their soul. But what they lacked was the courage to act on it. So there's one thing when we're lacking vision, and there's another thing when the soul has already replied. And if you've gotten more than three, my goodness, the universe, your soul is like banging on your door, trying to say, wake up. And we have three dreams in life. Your living dream, which is what you're doing daily, what we call daily life. Your daydream, which is what you're fantasizing or worrying about throughout the day. And your night dreams. Now, when you get the same message in all three dreams, we call this the major wake-up call from the soul. So pay attention. It's not just about asking, but it's paying attention to how the soul is giving you answers. Number three in our messages from the soul is taking stock of your soul skills and abilities. What does that mean? You know more than you think. Your soul is, again, the immortal vehicle of your spirit, traveling and evolving from lifetime to lifetime. The natural artist, the teacher or healer, is an example of gifts and skills you acquired from your ancestors or from your own past lives. What are your gifts and talents acquired from your bloodlines and past lives? How can you tap this knowledge daily to enact your soul's path of service? Now remember, you can ask for this information to be restored, rebooted, renewed, revived, and recalibrated so that you can more fully respond to your calling. Now we have something called the Soul Vine Journey coming up on 8/8/2017. It's called the Lion's Gate, and we're going to go into this soul vine. We're going to go into our Akashic records or our history, our mother line and father line, and we're going to tap into what are the skills and talents that you already brought into this lifetime. Maybe some of them you're very, very clear of, and others you don't know that you have that access in that database. And thinking about the soul as an immortal vehicle, imagine the experience your soul actually has. You know, we think, I don't know if I can take that one on. It's a little bit big for me. I don't have the skills and abilities for that. But as we tap into this Akashic Records, our souls gathered so much knowledge. We have an internet inside of us. Otherwise, we couldn't have created it. So this Soul Vine journey that you can still sign up for on 8/8/2017 is a great way to do that Soul Vine journey work that will help you to bring forward some of that knowledge, some of those skills and talents from the deepest place in your soul. So number four on our messages from the soul is tracking soul contracts and clearings. Now, this is a very interesting subject that, you know, gets very overlooked in soul work, and why people don't understand how people do certain things or why they're doing them. You made contracts before this life to assist and heal your own ancestors, to clear negative patterns or beliefs and addictions from your bloodlines. It's very important in soul work to know which contracts from your past serve you, to keep them, and which ones need to be broken is very important to your soul's purpose and evolution. And again, the Soul Vine journey work that we will be doing on 8/8/2017 and will be recorded for others to do afterwards is a great way to go through what we call the 32 gates of the soul and do the clearings necessary. People go, what do you mean soul clearings? I say, well, you clean your house every day. You take a shower every day. Did you think about clearing out some of the contracts in your soul that no longer serve? Or ones that you made lifetimes ago that are very important for you to keep in order for you to fulfill your purpose here. So this tracking of the soul contracts and clearings is very important because this is what's going on the unconscious plane. This is the stuff we're not aware of, but that's driving our lives from behind the scenes. And when we begin to make that conscious, then we can consciously choose what's in the highest good and what is no longer in the highest good for my soul's evolution. Number five. Now this gets to be fun because this is something, again, pretty much out of the box of what most people talk about when they say nourishing your soul. How about the soul song and the soul tone? Your soul tone and your soul song allow you to stay in resonance with your true soul's calling. So what is the soul tone? It's your own unique sonic fingerprint. Imagine having a sonic fingerprint. Tones are like the note of music. And then we have multiple notes called codes, soul codes. And then we have multiple notes making up the music of the soul song. So how do we explain this a little bit better? In Tibet, the Dalai Lama's chant master can make or break you by sounding your actual soul tone, like a singer can shatter a glass. Science calls this innate sound of your soul your bass resonant frequency. In certain tribes in Africa, when a woman plans to have a baby, first she receives the child's soul song. This song is sung during the lovemaking act, in pregnancy, childbirth, and all the major events of the child's life to anchor the child's soul purpose on earth. Learning your soul tones and soul song can root your purpose and calling and help you to remember your contracts and your lessons. Well, how do you start? Well, remember, ask and you shall receive. I would like to receive my soul tone. You can start by toning the universal soul sound of the universe, which is Om. So as we take that Om into our bodies, it will assist you to get on what we call the right channel. The word universe is made of two words, una, one, verse, song. So we are part of this great song of creation. We are a particular note in that song of creation and finding our place. And this particular message from the soul will help you if you're looking to find your correct place. What is my right place? This song and this tone. You can also tune up your chakras daily with the seven sounds of the chakras. This really helps to begin to open up your body to resonance and song. We move up the seven centers of the body from the root to the navel to the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye between the eyes, and the crown of the head. These are known as our chakras or our wheels of light in the body. And as we tone them, we start to come home to our own body vehicle, and then we can start asking for us to be brought onto that soul vehicle. So you can work with seven tones and do them three times in every chakra, all seven chakras. The root, the base of our spine, is a deep sound. The sound we make when we're birthing or constipated even. The second chakra, the stomach area, the navel, our digestive system, is a deep ooh sound. We made this as babies when we needed to comfort ourselves. The third chakra, which is the solar plexus area, the I am power area, is OH. Oh, it's a little bit higher in pitch each chakra we go. The heart is an ah sound, the sound of a low ha or the ha. Then we move up to the throat, which is I, meaning myself. The third eye between the eyes is A, and the crown of the head is E. But you'll notice that you'll have to play with the pitch until you can feel the center of your body vibrating. This will help you to start beginning to freely tone different sounds. The soul tone and the song of your soul will come from deep within you. It's primal, it's natural, and it feels like your soul is coming home. Now, drums connect you deeply with your soul. So playing a hand drum can assist you to access your soul and your soul song. And of course, the Whirling Rainbow Foundation and Grandmother Drum Project, we do make drums and do ceremonies and workshops so people can make a drum and access this kind of soul primal sound and song to help them stay in resonance with their soul. This is the expression we say, rock your soul. This is the soul song. The sixth of our messages from the soul. Are you still with me? I mean, we are going down a journey here. We have come up with asking about our three purposes, paying attention to how our soul answers that, taking stock of our soul's skills and abilities, tracking our soul contracts in clearings, and coming into this beautiful power of the song of the soul and that beautiful story of the African women who literally, before they're even going to conceive, begin this soul song of this child. How powerful. How many of us in Western culture don't know our soul song? Now, I was honored to participate in what's called the Medicine Dance. It's a winter dance in Canada from some of the tribes in Canada. And one of their young people will receive their soul song, or what they call the medicine song. And they'll receive it in a dream. And then they spend 4 days bringing all these young people together. And one by one, they get up in front of the entire community in a dance hall with a tree that represents the tree of life. And they begin to dance counterclockwise for their ancestors with their family members at their side. And they start teaching this amazing medicine song to the entire community. The community gets up, dances with them around the tree for well over 2 to 3 hours. To anchor that song for that child, but also for the community and the gifts that that person will bring the community. This is done day and night for 4 days with all of the young people doing their medicine songs for about 2 to 3 hours, and everyone dancing with them, repeating it over and over and over again. How powerful. So your soul song is your medicine song. It is what will give you clear medicine to be who you are. So now, how do we sustain it? How do we sustain this soul essence? And that comes from message number 6. Eat your soul foods. We always say, what's your soul food? I mean, this has to do with what the grandmothers have been telling us is about the time that we're living in, which is not just about earth sustainability. We're all asking that question. How do we take steps on earth right now for the sustainability of our planet and all living things, and how critical this decision is in everything we do, every moment of the day? But have we been asking about our soul sustainability? And this is our soul foods. Now, soul foods can be literal foods, mental, physical, emotion, spiritual foods. And here's a couple of questions to help you go into that soul sustainability. What do you find absolutely delicious and blissful? Because your soul is always about beauty, joy, maximum efficiency, and minimum effort. So what activities move you into complete timelessness, where you're blissing out in such ecstasy you forgot the time? Another good one that I use all the time in my therapeutic work with everyone is, what was your favorite things to do at age 7? That age was very, very free-oriented for many people to explore their real self, to start to assert their real self. What do you do regardless if you were being paid or not? If you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing? Describe your dream job or life. It's very important, from the little things to the big things, that we really find our soul foods. What nourishes you physically? What nourishes you emotionally? What nourishes you mentally? What nourishes you creatively or sexually? And what nourishes you spiritually? These are what we call the soul's foods. And I could spend a lot of time on that one. I was recording a CD in Israel, in Jerusalem, in the Old City, for the live water event. We had many, many people praying for the waters, and we did this beautiful CD with many artists from several countries. And we went down into the Old City, into St. Helens. It's a cistern next to where Christ was crucified on the cross. It's a powerful area of Jerusalem. And underground is this amazing cave, natural cave, dripping water. And we wanted to honor the waters. That was the source of what's called the mikveh in the old temple, where they used to purify themselves before ceremony. And we wanted to honor that space by singing in there. And we were down there for 3 hours in a very cold and damp place with our voices, which is not always easy. And I had totally forgotten about time. I totally forgotten about that I hadn't eaten anything all day, and I was alive because the sounds of the songs reverberating in that cave was food for me, was absolute soul food. And so you know that one of my soul purposes is music. And I'm doing that actively in my life and have performed all over the world. And so I know that that's my soul food, is singing. And so when I was there, I could not help myself. Every single day, I didn't need to eat. We recorded in there for 3 days. I felt so full. It was one of my soul foods. Okay, are you ready now for the seventh message from your soul? I'm taking you down a journey here. Engage your soul's stage players. Now, who are the soul's stage players? In our navel, our second chakra, our umbilical cord, we were connected originally to our mother. And then when that cord was cut, we grow what's called an etheric cord into Mother Earth until about 3 days before we die. And in that soul vine, we call, is what we call the shields or the archetypes. And they help us to, they're kind of, you know, literally our crew in the play. And they all have different gifts and different abilities to bring to our soul purpose. So these five inner shields are as follows. Your higher self, your inner man, your inner woman, your inner boy, and your inner girl. Imagine these as family members, but they are within you. And they bring power, intuition, joy, and peace to enact your soul purpose. And we, in the ceremonies that we do, are called balancing the shields. How can we balance these five aspects of the self? And I think this was very, very popular in mainstream therapies for quite a long time, that we were asking questions in a new way to explore our psyche and our soul. And one of those was the epiphany that we had an inner child. This was quite a big breakthrough in some schools of shamanism as well as psychology and such. And the problem with it is it left us a bit dry because we only dealt with the inner child of the same sex that we are. So if I was a woman, I was dealing with my little girl inside and dealing with her emotional self, which is, she represents that part of my being. We have mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And yes, these shields relate to one of those. However, I never dealt with my little boy shield. This was incredibly important. So in order for me to be balanced, I needed to learn more about how to bring that part online inside of me. And the same thing went on a few years later when we had an explosion of inner man and inner woman work in many schools of psychology and New Age spirituality. We had this. But our Native American teachings always had the five shields. And we work with those shields in specific ceremonies to strengthen those aspects of the self. And many, many women come to me with grandiose ideas and visions for their life. And they get great psychic information. But they can't seem to bring it into manifestation. They can't seem to get it to happen. And that's because the boy and man shield within woman isn't strong enough. Her female shields are the ones that listen very closely to the spirit that drives the vehicle. The soul, it's the listener. And the masculine shields are the ones that will bring them out to the world, to bring that purpose online. So we do a wonderful session individually with you called Balancing the Shields. And that helps you to learn about the shields and how to bring those drivers, because they are our soul's players, or we call them the soul drivers. That's what brings our soul purpose alive. So you can contact us. I'll give you details later on about doing some of this work of the soul vine to get the contracts and the skills and ability, but also to do this soul drivers work, which is really a wonderful session that once you do it, you don't need to do it again. You've got the tools now. Okay, we're ready for number 8. of our messages from the soul. Align with your soul's righteousness. That is a term that many of us have a negative connotation of the word righteousness from religion that has felt where the ego gets too involved in being right and someone else being wrong. So here's the definition that the grandmothers channeled to us to teach us the true meaning of righteousness is listening and aligning daily to these five things. We're coming down to those five players again. Right vision. Is this the right vision for me? Right place. Am I in the right place? Right vision. Is this the right vision for me? Right place. Am I in my rightful place? Right action. Am I taking the correct steps? And remember, we get that message three times. Am I working with the right people? And the final one, which is very, very important to our natural circadian biorhythms daily as well as seasonally, is it the right timing? Along with these righteousness of right place, right action, right vision, right people, and right timing comes what I call the four R's of your soul guidance. So when you receive the guidance, it should ring true. It's our first R. It should ring true. Then you need to respond. That's our second R word. You need to respond to what the guidance has said and take some action. And then it begins to resonate through your being. And then you merge with it in utter joy and rapture, which is our final R word. So ringing, responding, resonating, and rapture. It's how we know that it's right for us. It's that in rapture of that timelessness again. All right, we're up to number 9 now of our soul messages. We've said a lot so far, so take a deep breath. Because here comes one that you're pretty familiar with, which is you got to commit your heart and soul. We've heard this, heart and soul, heart and soul, heart and soul. They work together. Remember, your soul is the spirit's vehicle, and your heart is the engine. In our Native American medicine wheel teachings, these five directions or pistons in your heart engine are known as following the good red road. Each of these five directions must be working to give your soul the go power. Because you can have all of the guidance in the world, but you need the go power to make it happen. So our first direction, or first piston in the engine, is the east, or where the sun rises. This is known as your creative or sexual life. The south, in our teachings, is the element of water and your emotional life. The west, in our teaching, is your physical life. The north, the air element, your mental life. And the very center of your heart, your spiritual life. So we call this the four-chambered heart, or in actuality, with the center is the fifth element. So this four-chambered heart, this five pistons total, we call the chambers of the heart and getting all parts of the heart online. So the first one is your mental life. We call this the clear-heartedness, rather than being confused. Be still and wait for clear soul guidance. Remember that Trinity and beyond. If you take action before something is clear, you will always regret it. I've had so many people say, I was just getting impatient and, you know, I knew it was not right, but I did it anyway, and then I regretted it. On the other hand, if you are clear, you get at least 3, and I know some people that have gotten 23 messages about something, and you refuse to act on it, on that beautiful spiritual guidance that your soul is responding to you, this leads to depression, always, because we're depressing that creative energy. So we must speak the vision or speak our truth of what we see, because our vision is unique. This is the home of the visionary in us that gets a vision. Speak our vision, speak our truth without judging others' vision or truth, because we all have a different perspective on something. You know, we just forget that there are a 360-degree view on anything, and I forgot to do that with my life. You know, it's time for us to see that our particular vision or our particular purpose is one of many, but that we stay true to that one and allow other people to stay true to theirs. So that's our mental life, waiting for that correct guidance and then taking a step. So we move from that north teaching of the mental life, where we receive our vision, and now we move to the east, the rising sun. We call this the strong-hearted teaching versus the weak heart. So these are 4 chambers of the heart. The first one is our clear heart. Gotta be clear before we move. East, show up, seize the day. Have the courage to be who you are. Show up to your soul's guidance. Trying new things. Showing up to take the first steps without effort or holding back. This is the willingness to take those first risks. It means that you're not at the effect of others' opinions, but true to the soul guidance now. And this involves stretching yourself by taking new risks. If we take a lot of risks in life, almost too many, then we feel stressed. If we don't take enough risk, we feel bored. So this is the place where we expand. This is the home of grandfather sun to us, expansion. The rising sun, the new day, new beginnings, creating new projects that are outside of our comfort zone, that are outside of the familiar. So now we have the first 2 pistons in our heart engine. This is how we commit heart and soul. Remember, we're coming back to the 9th message, commit your heart and soul. So the heart has to be fully online for us to be able to manifest that soul purpose. So first is our guidance in the north, our creative or sexual life, our fire in the east, the courage, the backbone we call it, the courage to be who I am and to stand in my own hoop, we call it, of learning. And now we come to the 3rd piston in the heart engine, which is our emotional life. This is our south teaching to us. Open and soft-heartedness. This is all about loving our soul purpose, giving it affirmation, focusing always on what is. Oh, those people, the elders that I've met, that have been able to pay attention, to always focus on and affirming what is. Not what isn't and what isn't happening, but what is. There was a great book that was put out a while back, and it was called Loving What Is. Fantastic book. I think it's out of print, but if you can get a hold of it, it's fantastic. This is what it means when you say, bless your soul, because you're blessing with your words and affirmations. Blessing work connects you with the most powerful prayer to manifest your soul destiny. Gratitude. Grandmothers call it the G-spot. So gratitude is the grace that allows us to pay attention always to what has heart and meaning. The grandmother said, the heart is always forgiving. Not for taking or forsaking, but forgiving. So we can have an open and soft heart, no matter what anybody's done to us, because It's not about them. It's about us keeping our hearts open. Yes, setting boundaries, but keeping our hearts open and soft, being able to pay attention to what has meaning. So this is a very important one. We use this part of the heart wrongly in our Western culture. So often we hold with the heart. We hold our feelings. We hold our emotions. And it's meant to be an open and soft. If somebody closes the heart, they say, I'm closing my heart, or I've hardened my heart because I've been hurt. It means that you don't know yourself. Because no one can hurt you unless you believe that. We can see that person as a wounded soul and just projecting their pain on us. And we can keep the heart open, even if we need to set personal boundaries for safety, physically or emotionally. So this is a powerful, powerful chamber of the heart, this open and soft-heartedness. The heart is for giving or forgiving. It's a very powerful meaning behind those words. And then we come to the fourth piston in our heart engine, which is our West teaching, our physical life. And we call this the full-hearted teaching. Ground your vision with daily action steps. This has to happen. You have to be willing to put your whole self into your soul guidance, regardless of the outcome. Make sure your decisions are 100% yes or say no. This is very important. You hear a lot of times in the New Age world, oh, if it's meant to be, it'll go with the flow and all this kind of thing. That's a lack of commitment. When we commit 100%, we're not attached. If it does need to go to the right or to the left, we will go, even if it's not what we thought, because we committed ourselves 100%. We said to the universe, I'm showing up. And this is full-hearted versus half-hearted. Half-heartedness means, according to the grandmothers, we've outgrown the situation or we're in the wrong place. I had a student that was sitting in my class one day, beautiful drum making class, and I said that line about full-heartedness and half-heartedness. She got up and said to me, you know what, I've been half-hearted in this workshop all day. My son is sick and I really need to be home. Thank you for the teaching. She got up and left the class. This willingness to be full-hearted, that if we've outgrown the situation, it may be that we need to change the way we are in that relationship in order for us to be full-hearted again. Doesn't mean the end of a relationship or a job necessarily, but it does mean the end of that particular level. So let's be clear. And in the physical steps, we are meant to ground, store, or hold our vision through daily action, but not put ourselves in stress. And so the grandmothers have a little saying, remember, you can only maintain what you can sustain. Here comes that sustainability. You can only maintain what you can sustain. And this is so much about what this retreat is about, Unleash Women. It's about nourishing yourself, balancing yourself, maintaining what you can sustain. Don't overdo it. Don't overgive. Don't overstructure. And be open but not attached to the outcome. As the universe has an infinitely better plan sometimes to manifest your desires. So you can put out there, this is what I want, but it may come in a form you least expected. I have that happen to me every single time when I am traveling the world. I was touring in Israel. And I tour on faith most of the time. We have a small nonprofit, and we're funded by the donations and kindness of others as well as our workshops. We were touring for 3 months in Israel, and when we went to leave with this 7-foot grandmother drum, which would have cost $5,000 to put in the air, I had no money left. And my tour manager said to me, what are you going to do? You can't fly the drum home. And I said, take that drum to the airport. I said, what do you mean? You don't have the money to fly it. I said, take that drum to the airport. I showed up. I listened to my guidance. I paid attention. All of these teachings I did. And so I suspect that they have a plan that I don't know about. So I'm going to trust that the universe has a greater plan for me. And as some of you may or may not know through biology, your body's doing 6 million things while we speak. 6 million things without your consent. So when my left brain doesn't know the answer, I know that there's a greater synergy. That everything is happening in a much larger scale than I can imagine. So I show up 100%, take the drum to the airport. And within 2 hours, a woman called that had seen me speak a year before and said she would like to help fund this world tour. Well, she never came during the tour. It was a year ago, I forgot about it and did the 3-month tour the following year. And she had promised to give some financial support. She calls that very hour and says, hi, it's me. Do you remember me? And I said, oh, yes, you came to the film festival and mentioned that. And she said, yes, I have that money for you now. And I said, oh, very nice. I had no idea what the amount was. It was exactly 25,000 shekels, which was $5,000. And you may think this is an impossible story, but this happens to me countless times on this 20-country tour that I've done with my faith in spirit, faith in my soul, that there is a larger orchestration happening when I'm on my correct path and purpose. I said to her, can you please just give it directly to the air freight company? The drum is on its way. So it's one of many stories I tell, to be open but not attached to the form that something takes. And here comes our final, final message from the soul. Take another deep breath, because holy mackerel, this has been packed. I'm sure needing to take a breath. So our final message from the soul, and this is the one that you're going to wonder about, because we all get mysteries from our soul that were not planned, that were not messages we thought we got. And when we're surprised, then we're not quite sure if we're on our path. What if it's something I didn't seem to call to myself? You have heard often that you're the creator of your reality. Through your intentions, which we call your words, and your attention, where you focus your energy, you create reality. So the grandmothers have a really nice equation for that. Intention, your thoughts and words, plus attention, where you put your energy, equals manifestation. This is also called in some New Age circles your I am power. I am that I am. But how do you handle the unexpected, the unplanned, and the unknown calls from your soul? Ask your soul, is there something even better or more aligned with my soul purpose that I've missed? Please show me. Again, it comes down to ask and you shall receive. Here's our intention. Remember, you're both the dreamer and the dream. That's what our native people say. You're the dreamer and the dream. Yes, both. Or as a dear friend of mine and singer-songwriter Sean Zook wrote in a song, dreams don't always happen as you think they should, because dreams are dreaming too. Ever thought about that? That the dreams are dreaming too. Sometimes you receive a vision that feels too big or impossible to you. When I received the grandmother drum project, I felt totally overwhelmed and told the grandmothers that there were people more qualified than me. And they agreed with me, which kind of made me laugh. They said, yeah, there are people more qualified than you. But they said that those people were not called. It was not their sole purpose. It was not their calling. They gave me a response I have never, ever forgotten. And it's allowed me to be larger than life. And it'll allow you to be larger than life. Not from your ego, but from your soul. They said to me, we don't call the qualified, but we do qualify the called. We don't call the qualified, but we do qualify the called. This is the kind of trust that you will be given everything you need at the exact perfect time with the perfect people to fulfill your soul purpose. And this is larger than us. Our soul purpose is larger than our little daily, I can do this or I cannot. Imagine being able to tap into this Akashic Records of all of your skills and abilities you brought into this life. Imagine being able to tap in to what you're here to learn. What are my lessons? What is my purpose to give? What are all the skills that I have to do this? This infinite field in my immortal soul. It makes us inspired that we have everything we need. And these 10 messages help us to track where we are with our soul. So I've got a fantastic exercise for all of you as my closing to this program. And that is to help you track daily in those 5 aspects. So you're going to be creating with my beautiful PDF handout a medicine wheel, a circle of life, to have messages from your soul daily. At the end of each day, you can journal them. You can what I call storyboard them and draw them on there. Here are some questions that you will be able to go in and track your soul journey. So that's going to be my final gift after these 10 messages from the soul, is that you're going to have an exercise, something fun to work on daily that will help you track the voice of your soul, track its messages, and then implement them in joy, again, with maximum efficiency and minimum effort. So I'm not even going to read that to you. I'm going to let you read that in the PDF, the Tracking Your Soul Journey questions. And they're going to follow in the north, east, south, west, and center. They're going to give you the 5 shields, the 5 ways that you can go in and track your experiences. Because our teachers say, if you can't track it, you can't integrate it. So this might be all inspiring information, but we want to be able to use it and track it daily. What we track, we integrate. We can do a lot in the fast lane in our lives. We can expand, we can take new risks, but we can't deepen in the fast lane. That takes slowing down. That takes quieting the mind and listening to the soul. And this exercise, tracking your soul journey, will help you to do that daily. And I'm offering you a full program in called Soul Codes of the New Earth. This is just one lesson, the 10 messages from the soul, of 10 lessons called Soul Codes of the New Earth. It's an audio online program like this one that you're getting free. So if this really is helpful to you and the PDF that's coming, you can take the entire program with us by going to our website, www.whirlingrainbow.com, and go under the courses for the Soul Codes of the New Earth program. You can also schedule with me a Balancing the Shields workshop, which is a private session with me to develop and anchor the five drivers of the soul, inner man, inner woman, inner boy, inner girl, and high self, to really learn which ones are weak in you, which ones need strengthening, which ones are already really, really empowered and can help you manifest your soul purpose. And you can take part in the 8/8/2017, August 8th, this soul vine journey work that's going to help each and every one of us get some of our soul's gifts and abilities, as well as contracts and clearings that we need to do. This really is an exponential way to clean up what we need to clean and also to anchor what we need to anchor in order for us to have full power. This is, again, the heart and soul of full power. You've been gracious to let me share with you my medicine journey of the soul that has taken me into 20 countries, touching a million people across a million miles, to answer the call of my own soul. And whatever it is, whether it's just to do something in your own neighborhood or you're meant to travel the world, there is no big and there's no small. There's just your true soul placement, your true soul purpose. And in that comes this beautiful and very, very blessed and sweet homecoming. This is White Eagle Medicine Woman of the Whirling Rainbow Foundation, and I thank you for joining me for this free audio series, 10 Messages from Your Soul. Good night.